Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is to unpack this audio overview we got from theleverageyears.com. It is about a course called The Portfolio CEO.
Right. Yeah. It is a really fascinating look at how these seasoned executives are using Claude AI, like using it to scale their expertise without having to, you know, rebuild a massive corporate hierarchy.
Exactly. And to kind of set the stage for you listening, imagine being a master chef. You have like 20 years of Michelin star experience, but overnight you just lose your entire kitchen staff.
Oh, that is a great way to look at it. You were just standing there alone.
Right. I mean, you can taste a sauce and know exactly what it needs in a fraction of a second. You have that pattern recognition, but you have no line cooks to chop the onions or, you know, prep the stock.
And that is exactly what happens when a CEO leaves the corner office. They keep all that executive judgment, but the actual corporate engine.
The VPs and analysts.
Yeah, the VPs, the assistants, all of that just stays behind at the firm.
Which leaves this massive gap.
A huge infrastructure gap, yeah. Wow. And that is what this course solves. It teaches these former executives how to use Claude, not as some basic chatbot, but as a real analytical anchor.
Okay, let's unpack this, because getting that quote-unquote kitchen running again sounds great. But there is a massive red flag here for me.
The security aspect, right?
Yeah. I mean, a former private equity partner is dealing with incredibly sensitive data, margins, layoffs, proprietary turnaround plans. Feeding that into a public AI just sounds like, well, a massive NDA violation waiting to happen.
It really does. But the course tackles this head on. It is not just about prompt engineering. They teach this secure architecture called the Executive AI Clean Room.
Wait, hold on. Just calling it a clean room does not magically make it secure.
Fair point.
If I upload like distinct EBITDA margins or specific regional supply chain bottlenecks, a smart AI could easily reverse engineer who the company is, right? Just based on market context.
Yeah. Well, that is the trick. You never give the AI the full context to begin with. They use a 6-tier data classification system and this thing called an anonymization token register.
An anonymization token register. What is that? Like a cipher?
Exactly like a cipher. Before any sensitive financial data even touches Claude, this register strips out all the real names, the locations, the recognizable market indicators.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, and it replaces them with locked aliases. So the AI only ever does the math on, say, portfolio company Alpha for sponsor Blue.
Okay, so the AI is basically just crunching raw, abstracted numbers.
Right. It synthesizes the data packets, compresses work that used to take days into literally just a few hours, and then the executive translates it back locally.
Yeah.
The human retains all the fiduciary and legal authority.
Because the AI isn't making the final call, it is just prepping the ingredients.
Perfect callback to the kitchen analogy, yes.
Okay, so we have this brilliant, secure AI analyst humming along. But having the engine does not matter if you are still selling your expertise by the hour, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is where the course pivots to the commercial side.
Because just telling a client, well, I will take a look and let you know, that does not command a premium. It is weak.
What is fascinating here is the shift from selling time to selling a named diagnostic process. The course calls it the signature framework builder.
Right. So it is like going to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You are not paying for them to just chat with you. You are paying for them to prescribe a specific MRI scan.
Yes. The executives are forced to map out their intuitive judgment into actual structured products, like a 90-day turnaround matrix or, you know, a portfolio company review that runs exactly 9 sections.
So you're buying a highly specific scan, and they use this practice manifesto to enforce it, right?
Exactly. The manifesto defines the exact parameters of the ideal client and what the flat fee covers. It completely changes the psychology of the pricing.
I mean, yeah, if you quote an engagement at, say, $3,495, the buyer isn't comparing your hourly rate to some junior consultant anymore.
Right. They are comparing your AI-powered solo output to an entire boutique investment bank or a Big Four audit firm.
Which totally justifies a premium price tag. The perceived value is huge.
And the whole thing wraps up with a 30-day implementation sprint to actually land that first client. It is very practical.
So why should you, the listener, care about all this? Even if you are not a retiring CEO, this blueprint shows you how to productize your own unique pattern recognition.
Yeah, using AI as a structural partner, not just some novelty toy.
Exactly. But, you know, looking at the big picture, this raises a pretty staggering question to leave you with. If AI lets one single executive replace a whole corporate analyst division,
what happens to the junior employees?
Right. The line cooks in our kitchen. If the master chef does not need them to prep the stock, they are not in the kitchen anymore.
And those analysts normally do that grunt work to learn the ropes? If all that synthesis goes to an AI clean room, how will the next generation ever develop their own executive judgment to begin with?
Yeah, without a kitchen staff learning from the master chef, who is going to run the restaurant tomorrow.